You're listening to Muppets in Character, the podcast that hitches a ride on a psychedelic Studebaker and takes a trip through the years to reintroduce ourselves to some of Jim Henson's wondrous Muppet characters. Histories, backstories, details, and memories of some of our favorite Muppets. And now, here are this week's panelists of Muppets in Character. Welcome to Muppets in Character. This is our instant reaction to episode 6 of The Muppets, The X Factor. I am Matt, and joining me this week, once again, almost as always, except for last week I just realized, is my wife, Christy.
Hola.
And my sister, Karen.
Hello.
So, all right. We got a lot to talk about, including some news that just broke today, but let's get to the episode because I've been waiting. We actually waited 2 days to watch this because Christy was working late. Not only do I like watching The Muppets with Christy, but I was specifically waiting for this one because she is a big Kristen Chenoweth fan.
Yes.
And the show opens with Kristen Chenoweth.
That was pretty cool.
Yes.
And she gets to hit the good notes.
Yeah. And her and Piggy are talking about the breakup.
I'm going to have to say,
okay.
I don't know. I still don't like to think about them broken up.
Yeah.
I just, because I knew I had a feeling there would be Denise.
Yeah. Well, that Denise. Is my next news is Denise is back, but going back to them talking about the breakup, I do have to admit, I did like the fact that they brought in that kind of pre-viral video they did before launching the episode that showing them break up.
Yeah, yeah.
That into the story, but
yeah, it still doesn't sit right.
Anyway.
But
yeah.
Okay, well, like you said, Denise is back for better or for worse. We knew it was going to happen.
Eventually.
She wasn't all that bad this episode. I actually found her more tolerable. I'm not going to say I like her.
I think they found a better mix for her vocals.
That's my first question, really, that is like outside of the scope of this episode. Was she Southern last time?
Yes.
I mean, she's Georgian, so Southern-ish. That's a different accent. But did she have that? She did have that last time?
Yes, she did.
I totally don't remember her having that Georgian accent.
No, she did.
Okay. All right, my bad. So I totally purged her from my memory is what it comes down to.
Pretty much.
All right, well, talking about bad characters, let's go to good characters. One character that we have talked endless praise about just keeps getting better, and that's Uncle Deadly. Many things we find out about him in this episode is that he is a huge Kristen Chenoweth fan, to the point that he owns KristenChenowithNumberOneFan.com.
Yep. Yeah.
Something tells me at some point I want them to go to his apartment.
Oh, God, yeah. That would be awesome.
I just need them to go to his apartment.
It's probably all pink and Barbies.
Yeah.
It's probably like it would probably be a Muppet version of the attic that the guy from, like, the butler from American Horror Story
Coven. With all like the dolls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, going on with the story, Denise rushes Kristen Chenoweth because she's a big fan of hers. It is what it is. I no dislike her, but I actually like this. I wouldn't say like this. I didn't mind this scene so much. One thing that was bothering me, though, and once I saw it, I couldn't unsee it. And I don't know. Christy doesn't watch it. Do you watch Orange is the New Black, Karen?
No.
Okay. Then this might be the only one. I'm the only one recording this. I might think of this. Maybe someone listening will think of this. Once I made this association, I couldn't unmake it. That Denise, with the dark hair and the glasses and the round face, looks like Laura Pierpont from her character in Orange is the New Black.
Okay, I have seen that character.
I don't think she's supposed to be her, obviously, but I just, once I see it, I can't unsee it.
But that's who she reminds you of.
Right, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Well, going back, we do have a very quick musical number, sort of, and I'm actually glad we didn't have the whole thing.
Yeah.
Kristen Chenoweth and Piggy start singing, but as they start singing, we get to the main story of this episode, and that is Kermit and Denise are going out to celebrate her birthday, and she said she didn't want a gift, and Yolanda ran that through her lady translator.
Oh, God, Yolanda.
Oh, look, she wants a gift.
Yolanda's another, actually, she's a new character. She might be one of my favorite new characters.
She was quotable this week.
Yep.
Last week, it was kind of, or the week
The karaoke night?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Is it morning?
Then yes.
Then yes. Then yes.
Can you be a dear and get me an eighth of an Advil?
She's definitely one of my favorite new moments.
Yeah.
Well, my favorite new character, we all know who it is. It is coming up. But besides that, let's go. The song is over. The show is over. The band asked Kristen Chenoweth to sing at Floyd's anniversary party.
Floyd's parents.
I'm sorry. Yes. Parents' anniversary parties in one of the best band scenes yet.
Yeah.
That so much so that I could not keep up with Lizoot's lines of his, what would you even call that? Misunderstanding of his point. Oh my God. The whole of speaking of the event in the past that hasn't happened. Oh my God. It was awesome. Best Zoot.
In that scene, I could not stop staring at the fact that Janice has a uvula.
Oh, yeah. She's always had that, though.
Yeah.
I never noticed it.
Oh, okay. No, she's had that since the Muppet Show.
Oh, I have never ever noticed that until that night. And then now I can't stop staring at it.
Yeah. Geez.
Okay. So this scene, like I just said, and if you haven't seen it, I can't imagine you don't know what I'm talking about. But Zoot is talking so much to the point that I actually had to stop in my notes and write that I think officially at this point,
that's probably the most episode, he's ever spoken.
He has spoken more in this episode than he has the entire run of the Muppet Show.
I'm pretty sure that's right.
Almost positive that's right.
Yep.
And I'm not exaggerating. I really think that's a true statement.
Yeah.
Because he spoke every once and again, mentioning famous sax players, but I think you pull all those lines together, and he spoke more in this episode than ever in four seasons of The Muppet Show.
I'm pretty sure you're right.
Yep.
Yeah.
And this leads into one of the most important scenes ever in this episode, and that's when all the guys are discussing what to get her Denise for her birthday, and it features Chip the IT guy.
I've learned to go into the cloud.
The most romantic thing you can do for a person is to break into their cloud and see their shopping history. That's the line. to the extent of where he actually finds that she had a prescription for pneumonia that she never picked up.
Bronchitis.
I'm sorry. Bronchitis. And Kermit told him to shut the laptop, but then he wouldn't know what to do with his eyes. I love Chip so much.
And then
much.
He blinked his pupils.
Yep. But Scooter has an idea. He takes Kermit to the design center. One of those painting ceramic club. Whatever would you even call that? A store, a club, a place?
Like one of those kiln places that you paint them and then you fire them. All fired up. There's a couple of them called that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. This one was Color Me Mine.
Is that what it was called? Color Me Mine. Okay.
Color Me Mine.
Now, I enjoy Scooter more in this than in the Muppet Show, but at this point, all this mother talk is starting to make him into the Principal Skinner character.
Yes.
Of the Muppets. So I hope they curb that a little bit.
Put a robe on, Ken.
That was pretty funny. That's in my list of lines.
Yeah.
But the whoopsie bin is my next note.
Yeah. I'll just take this to the whoopsie bin.
So between Chip's bad advice, the whoopsie bin, Kermit now rolls the dice big time and asks Piggy for her help.
Yeah, bad idea.
Bad idea. And Piggy immediately puts Kermit in the hot seat to start asking questions about Denise. But now we go to the band's van, and now we finally have a B story
that is not Fozzie. Yes.
And it is awesome.
Yeah.
This is the best one since Fozzie's girlfriend and her parents.
Fozzie wasn't even on this episode.
No, he wasn't. Not at all. So we're in the band's van, which I will say looks good, but I am disappointed it's not a converted school bus like in the Muppet movie.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey.
Fuel efficiency.
I guess, right. And it looks like, it's kind of like the TARDIS. It looks bigger on the inside.
Yeah.
That thing is way bigger on the inside than it shows on the outside.
Yes.
So they're taking Kristen Chenoweth to the anniversary party, and
they're in the desert.
We don't know where they're going. We know they're going to Floyd's father's house.
Well, I wouldn't call it a house.
We wouldn't really call it a house. They're driving, and they start. Kristen Chenoweth makes. Well, I don't. Do we even want to mention the Funyuns? Crispy like chip, fun like
Funyun. Yes.
And yeah, so Animal is, yeah, they're actually trading food back and forth, sort of. He's forcing Funyuns on her. She's throwing Tic Tac down his throat.
Yeah.
But she's just out of one little innocent comment about mentioning that Janice, asking how long Janice and Floyd have been together as a couple. Janice pulls a whole cosmic, free spirited, not tied down, not my own person thing, which leads to a small altercation, but just a little bit of resentment or whatever you want to call it between her and Floyd.
It's Jefferson Starship all over again.
And then Dr. Teeth chimes in about she's never been anyone's woman, and how does he know that? Because she used to be my woman, and then it just snowballs. I always love this in Trailer Park Boys, and I love this in this scene of the Muppets, where one little thing starts and it snowballed into just this, not even a fight, because there wasn't really, like, I don't even know how to describe it.
There weren't blows.
Yeah, exactly. It was jab after jab after, like, just a surprising revelation after another. First that Dr. Teeth says it's his band, and Floyd argues what makes it say it's your band. He says, well, next time you need a check, get it from the cosmos, whatever he said. Then Animal pipes in, but you get paid. And it just keeps the revelations keep snowballing and snowballing. And I'm really enjoying this scene at this point.
It was nice to you. Every time they layer in more of the band, yep, that's the best.
Yeah. So we go back to Kermit in the hot seat, and we learn a little more about Denise.
The plate.
Oh, the only thing I remember is the what plate? What do you mean?
He paints the plate.
Oh, that was before. Yeah, we missed that. Yeah. But yeah, let's talk about the paint he painted quick. I guess the
coffee shop.
It was a coffee shop.
The first date.
I almost wanted to say zoo, because once Scooter described it as a zoo, it did look like a zoo.
Well, why are you in front of that hippo?
That's a table. Oh, it's a safari-themed coffee house. Why is she near that giraffe?
That's Denise.
Why is her neck so long? Scooter,
necks are hard.
She's a pig. She doesn't even have a neck.
That's true, yeah. Whoopsie bin.
Yeah, just take this to the whoopsie bin.
So back in the hot seat, we actually learned more about Denise. I didn't write down everything about this because my favorite thing was that she puts ketchup on everything, even tomatoes.
Yeah.
So she's like a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah, like Piggy's niece. And I thought we're going to find out it is her niece she hasn't seen for a while, but that would be unbelievable.
And weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... And now I'm going right to them eating sushi, unless you have anything else about the whole hot seat thing. No. Okay, so they're eating sushi, and he's stalling over and over again because the gift hasn't arrived yet. Finally, Piggy shows up with the gift, and it is what? I didn't write down the details.
It was a jewelry box made from Georgia pine or Georgia, like Georgia wood or something like that. The state tree of Georgia.
Okay.
And then inside is a charm bracelet with a ketchup bottle.
That I remember. Okay, yep.
Which is all actually very sweet.
Yes, there's more to it in a bit, but first we go back to the van. They're outside the van on the road. They're still fighting.
What if I grab you by the mustache and pull you in the van?
And then they finally had the revelation that they've never started fighting until they were with Christian Chenoweth. So they dropped up to the side of the road and leave. And that's it. That's it for Christian Chenoweth.
There.
I love that.
No, with a bag of Funyuns.
Yeah, that's right. No, and then Floyd goes, there's a bunch of Funyuns and Tic Tacs all over the floor back here. So no resolution with her, but there is a resolution to our B story. And I like the fact that she's just kind of left her out there, which makes her as much fun of a guest star as I hope she would be.
Yeah,
she seemed to have a lot of fun with this. I've always liked her, even from Pushing Daisies to the times she shows up here and there and stuff you watch. Yeah. I've always enjoyed her and thought she was probably a pretty good sport with this kind of stuff. And I think this really shows that she is.
If the old Muppet Show had been around,
she
would have done that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But okay, back to the gift. So Denise loves a gift. She loves all the details you just listed. But
then she finds one more thing it does.
Yes, a switch, which plays a song, which happened to be Piggy and Kermit's song.
When was that ever their song?
Oh, come on. Now you're splitting hairs.
I know.
So Kermit, she loves that song. Looks like it's soon to become their song. So Kermit is in a, I don't know even what you want to call that, just a...
At some point, he's going to have to explain it.
Yep. And Piggy has one of the best lines of the episode. I'd do anything for Kermit. He's my friend. But don't ask your ex to buy your girlfriend a gift. That's messed up. but then finally, and now we're having this nice little post, like little, the buttons you were calling him, Christy, to the episode. This one, we go back to, what is it called? Paint in
Color Me
Mind.
Mm-hmm.
Back to Color Me Mind. Yeah. Rizzo and Pepe are there.
there was just enough Pepe.
Yep.
But not, no, there's never enough Pepe.
And Pepe's hitting on the one woman.
Charlene.
Yeah.
Rizzo's painting with his tail. And of course, in my head, I hear, they have paint with their tails. I hope someone listening to this gets that reference. And then my last note, as far as that goes, is that every button needs to be Rizzo and Pepe.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be great if that was a thing, just those two at the end. So that we're always guaranteed a good Pepe laugh.
Scooter has to give up his happy place and go back to, even though it's mom's night alone, well, with Ken. That was my line of the night.
Does it?
Gerald, meet me over by the whoopsie bin.
Would you like to meet me over by the whoopsie bin? So, all in all, I enjoyed this episode. I think I might have had as many laughs at this as I did the karaoke episode. And it was mainly the band. It was the band scenes.
You are a band guy.
I've always loved the Electric Mayhem. I love Dr. Teeth and Floyd are two of my favorite characters from way back when. I'm really loving the new take on Janice. And I like that Zoot is... much more of a character than he'd ever been before. So, yeah, I do love the band. I'll admit to that. I might be a little biased. But I would think I would put this, as far as ratings, this would be right under the karaoke episode. It'd be karaoke episode than this right now for my top two.
Yeah.
Better than last week.
Yeah.
See, I really liked last week's episode.
Did? Okay.
Yeah, I did. I really enjoyed it.
All right.
Karaoke episode is
Christy
number one.
Christy is really thinking, yeah. That one's hard to top. Although Chip the IT guy's first appearance might be one of my favorite bits ever.
Yeah.
I'm Chip.
I'm waiting.
Who are you? I'm Chip, the IT guy. And cut to the interview. I'm Chip, the IT guy.
I'm still waiting for a Pepe-centric episode.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That will be my number one.
Yep.
Then
at least the B story, only him.
Only him.
Yeah.
Him on a date.
So, but still, good episode. Good episode, especially in the shadow of the news today, which we'll get to here very shortly. I wanted to get to my favorite lines because they're getting harder and to narrow down. So I have five this time. I do. I have five.
You gonna quote the whole episode?
No, almost. Okay. Almost. Close your robe, Ken, which we mentioned.
Yeah.
Wouldn't exactly call my dad's place a house. We mentioned that.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't know what to do with my eyes. I put that. Karen, this was, I didn't get this on Facebook and. Now I do. Go ahead. You want to say it?
Animals always wanted to perform with live steak, but Zoot big baby. Yeah.
But the line of the night, without a doubt, for me, is from Floyd. You know what your problem is? You think the whole world revolves around you, but it doesn't. It revolves around the moon, which is why we have winter. That's my line of the night.
Yeah.
That was definitely a good one.
The band was definitely quotable tonight.
Yeah.
So, well, all right. We gave our reviews. We gave our quotes. And we talked a lot about the episode. Let's talk about the freaking news that just dropped today.
After such good news about three more episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we find out that the showrunner... The main showrunner is not going to be there anymore.
You know, that's really not what bothers me about this news. Let me bring it up here. I should have had this article ready for recording. Okay, that isn't really what bothers me about this. What bothers me most about, well, first of all, the showrunner, what the heck is his name? Bob Kuschel. Bob Kuschel is leaving. He's one of the co-creators, an executive producer, and they're bringing in Kristen Newman, which, you know, again, showrunner, that is super important. I understand what this is. I'm not going to explain it. I mean, I know what it is enough to understand what this means, not enough to explain it and be accurate. So I know this is a big deal. But what really bothers me in reading this article, and not just this one, but it's in every report, is that after the 10th episode, they're pretty much rebooting the series already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That bothers me. Not saying that. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you sit there wondering, is it just the style that they're redoing?
That's what I'm worried about. Are they just are they kind of wrapping up this Piggy and Kermit thing, and
are they totally starting something new?
Yeah.
Because one of the things that I've been reading in some other things is that, you know, if it goes back to a variety show, we've discussed that it may not fly.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, honestly, if it was just going to be a continuation of The Muppet Show, then, heck, just release season 3.
Yeah, 4.
4.
It would be Muppets Tonight, which I love Muppets Tonight.
And I did, too, but nobody...
It's a very... Yeah, I mean, it's...
Nobody supported it, so that's why it got canceled.
Yeah, and it was... I mean, that was... That was... I don't know if it was targeted at, but it only seemed to appeal to kind of the generation I grew up with The Muppet Show, is looking at it with, like, oh, this reminds me of a lot of the show. I enjoy this. Whereas they're trying to bring in a much larger audience. So I don't know. I'm really concerned about that. I hope that just doesn't sound good. It really doesn't, especially in the middle of a season and with only 6 episodes. To turn it on its head with just closing out with 6 episodes in the winter.
Yeah.
This is not good. It's too bad. I mean, I hope I'm wrong. Or maybe the reboot will be better for it, but that's not a good sign.
I have to say, now the showrunner has a pretty good track record too.
Yeah, she does. Yeah,
I mean, she had How I Met Your Mother and a couple other things, but yeah,
and
I was reading a really long article about it where the main guy Kushel is. Actually, people quite liked him.
Yeah.
And it seemed like he's being picked out when Prady only shows up once in a while.
That's what it sounded like from an article I read. I mean,
it seemed like they were like the scripts would get changed because Prady didn't like it. And, you know, you can never know the truth of what's going on. But,
right.
I mean... It just kind of sucks because you almost kind of wonder if the Muppet performers were allowed to, you know, just take the reins themselves.
Yeah. I would almost be curious what if you got...
Just Muppet writers.
Just Muppet writers and let Bill Beretta just kind of take control for a little while. You know, with him and Steve Whitmire at the helm and Dave Goals. But I don't know. That's probably too big of a risk for them to don't want to take. There's citations about them holding the Muppets to higher standards and expectations, and it's just, I don't know. This harkens back to a conversation I just had with a friend of mine this weekend, that it seems like in entertainment, mostly in movies, and now it's starting to seem like it's dumping into television. If it doesn't meet these ridiculously high expectations of it being the best of something ever, it's considered a failure. Even though this is...
It's not a solid following.
This is why I'm making the argument. It's not the best rated TV show ever. Okay, it probably wasn't going to be. And it might not be as high a ratings as some of their other past Tuesday night hits, but it's still right now the highest rated TV or Tuesday show.
Yeah.
So it's like, because it's not meeting those kind of those...
kind of unrealistic. Yeah, standards.
Unrealistic and almost nebulous, just kind of numbers and expectations set upon it. They're ignoring what's actually happening. It's like, this isn't happening, but they're missing. It's not a forest for the trees thing. I don't know quite how to say it. It's not hitting the expectations they set upon it, but they're not stepping back and looking at it and saying, wait, it's still the number one thing going this night of the week. And that's frustrating.
And it kind of what surprised me is it kind of sounds like in in reading that article that they ended up having to rush everything to get it started.
Yeah. I mean, it's,
and it's like, but we heard about it for a while. Well, how is it rushed?
And I mean, the reboot or relaunch might be a better, even better product. I mean, it just seems strange timing. So maybe this is all for the better and I'm being too worrisome, but I would have liked to have seen the approach and the report saying, you know, praising what it's done so far, and now we're going to make it even better. This, the way this is being reported, it sounds like it's being, and I think that's why it's, I'm getting retooled. So upset. It sounds like it's being completely reset.
Like, let's throw the whole storyline out.
So I don't think I'm necessarily overreacting to what I'm reading, because it pretty much says everything I've read that this is being changed completely. So,
yeah.
Oh, well. But maybe it'll be better. It might be better. I don't know.
As long as it doesn't mean they're canceled.
Yeah, that's true.
It wasn't a cancellation. It was a, hey, we're going to reboot the series.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It's.
I don't know how I feel about
it. I don't know. Just hope for the best, obviously. We'll watch it. They know they'll at least get three watchers, three viewers. So.
And DVRs.
Yep. Well.
I even took back to Twitter.
Yes, you did.
I tweeted.
You signed up. They're not signed up, but you.
I tweeted and thanked all of the sponsors for the show, and then I thanked ABC. And yeah.
Well, so enough of the bad news. Let's end this on a good note. We got another episode next week. It is called Pigs in a Blackout, and it's got a great guest star again, Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like Jason Bateman, especially in the post Arrested Development world?
Yeah.
So that can't possibly be all bad at all. I think it's going to be good.
No.
I always enjoy him, and it's a new episode of The Muppets. So that's what we got to look forward to next week. That's about all I have to say. I really like this episode. I love the band stuff. I'll probably watch it again very soon, and honestly fast forward to the band
stuff. We did save all of them. We've saved all of the episodes so we can always look back and watch them again.
We can do a mixtape. So, well, anyone else got anything to add?
No, it was a good solid episode. Hopefully I won't be working nights next Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly.
I can watch it
actually
when it's on.
All right. Well, with that, I'll say thanks for listening. Let us know what you thought of the episode. Let us know what you think of this sudden announcement of a retooling of the show on our Facebook page. It is Muppets in Character Facebook. And I guess that's about all there is to say about that. So until then, thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening to Muppets in Character. Muppets in Character is part of the NeoZazz.com Internet Entertainment Network. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, visit NeoZazz.com. The Muppets in Character podcast is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Walt Disney Company. All Muppet characters, names, places, and Muppet-related events are copyright the Walt Disney Company or their respective trademark and copyright holders. For the latest Muppets and Character shows and information, visit our website at mic.neozaz.com or follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Muppets and Character.